This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining our program today. The subject for today's program is faith, love, and hope working together. In these programs, we are discussing how the God-given gifts of faith, love, and hope work together in our Christian lives to produce good works. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, Paul refers in a single sentence to all three of God's gifts, faith, love, and hope. He said, "We give thanks to God for all of you, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father." Note that in these verses, Paul used a single word to characterize each of the three gifts. To describe faith, he used the phrase "work of faith," using the single word "work" to characterize faith. To describe love, he used the phrase "labor of love," using the single word "labor" to characterize love. To describe hope, he used the phrase "steadfastness of hope," using the single word "steadfastness" to characterize hope. In previous programs, we discussed the meaning of the phrase "work of faith," concluding that it was a figure of speech meaning faith as a business or a trade. We also discussed the meaning of the phrase "labor of love," concluding that it means exercising love to the point of exhaustion or weariness. Today we want to discuss Paul's phrase "steadfastness of hope." What is the meaning of the phrase "steadfastness of hope"? Again, let us go back to the Greek language that Paul actually used when he spoke these phrases in the first century. The word "steadfastness" is translated from a Greek word which means patience or endurance or continuance. This seems to indicate that God's gift of hope in the Christian life is enduring and gives continuous help until the hope is fulfilled and is no longer needed. In terms of our analogy to an electrical circuit, hope is a sure product generated by the business of faith, or an enduring output caused by the flow of love through the loaded circuit of one's Christian life. Hope, then, is far more than a mere wish, but is a substantive spiritual grant to be enjoyed by the soul of the Christian, even while he lives on earth, satisfying to his intellect and challenging to his volition and pleasing to the emotion of his soul. So to this point in our discussions, how do God's gifts of faith, love, and hope then complement each other or work together to help the Christian perform good works in God's kingdom? God's gospel message first makes clear to each person the objectives or goals of the Christian life. When the person believes and is baptized to become a disciple of Jesus, God awards to him the three precious gifts, faith, love, and hope, that abide with him and guide his soul's spiritual actions to perform the good works that will complete God's purposes for his life. I must remind my listeners here, of course, that the Christian will not, in and of himself, produce good works. The objective or goal of our Christian life is limited to committing to the good works for which we were created in Christ Jesus, which God created beforehand that we should walk in them. Let's read again carefully that scripture which Paul was inspired to write to the Ephesian Christians. He said in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship," that is God's workmanship, "created for good works, which God created beforehand, that we should walk in them." Not only does God give us the three gifts of faith, hope, and love, which abide with each of us throughout our life on earth, working in each of us as a veritable engine that focuses the power of God's Holy Spirit on the problems of our life. God has created beforehand the good works for each of our lives. In the final analysis, God's providence has called all the shots. Our part as Christians has been to submit our will to him, walk the path that he created for us beforehand, and receive the product of hope which allows the eyes of our heart to see the unseen things of God. In our next program, we'll discuss more about how God's three powerful gifts of faith, love, and hope operate in God's spiritual system for the salvation of mankind. I am F.M. Perry, and this program is a labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.